Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. And today we're going to talk about staying on your fitness track. This is all about making it easier to stick to a workout. And so we're going to jump right into it, you guys. This is your year to own your life in every area that you decided that, hey, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to take full responsibility for my life, for my destiny, and I am just going to make some great things happen and make all those goals happen. Get the results that I'm after. And so if fitness and exercise is on the list, if you're not accustomed to exercising consistently, and this is something new, listen, it takes a minute to build that habit, I can tell you. And once you have that habit, you almost feel kind of funny not working out. So it's important to stay on that fitness track until that habit kicks in. And yes, it will kick in eventually. And so what I want to do is give you guys some strategies that will help you actually stay on your fitness track until the habit actually kicks in. But there's one thing I wanted to share with you guys before we go any further. For those of you who were trying to either get your name on the list for a webinar or sign up for the newsletter through my website or download any other information that I have on the website. And you may have found that it was difficult for you to actually access the website. That's because it crashed. So there were so many people trying to, download things and get their names on certain lists until the website crashed. However, we have solved that issue and the website is back up. Okay, now let's go on and let's learn how to stay on track, on our fitness track. Because I can tell you, as I said, you know, you've got to build that habit. And I think in order for anything to really become a habit, you have to stick to it. But most importantly, it has to be something that you really want to do, something that you feel good about doing because you know what the end result is. Now, I didn't say it would be easy, but you want to work at creating creating ways to make it a lot easier or a lot more fun. And I know if you're listening to this and some of you are saying, oh my goodness, you know, working out is so not fun. Well, that in and of itself is what makes it difficult for you to stay on track and for you to stick to the workout because you're treating it like it's a kind of medicine, nasty medicine that you don't want to take. But if you turn it into something that's fun, well, that's kind of half the battle. But I'm going to give you some strategies that might make it even easier. Okay, so the first one is if you have a cell phone, I suggest that you set your alarm, the time that you're going to work out. And when that alarm rings, there should be an inspiring phrase that pops up. In other words, whenever you set an alarm on your cell phone, there you can say what that alarm is for. There's a space for you to type in what it's about. So in mine, when mine alarms, when it's time for me to actually do my exercises, mine says, I am loving my physically fit self. So I have something, and periodically I will change it to say I am physically fit or something, but I'll change it to a phrase that inspires me. And I speak it in the affirmative and in the present moment as though, hey, this is a done deal. And so that in and of itself is inspiring. So set a time on your cell phone for it to alarm with an inspiring phrase that pops up. Number two, use fitness apps. I mean, a lot of people are shying away from fitness centers right now because of COVID. And I know of one of my friends that actually canceled his membership with the gym. And he says, well, you know, I'll go back when COVID is over. But I also noticed that he stopped exercising. And I thought, wow, you know, he's kind of packing on the pounds. And here's the thing. This is not, I'm not here to judge whether you're gaining weight or not. That's not what it's about. This is about you making sure that you are healthy. Remember, in order for you to achieve on the level that you want to achieve on, all four of your power cores must be, let's say, activated. Okay. And your physical power core is a very important power core, because if physically you don't feel good because you packed on some pounds, you don't have that energy to get things done, well, then you're kind of fighting an uphill battle when it comes to achieving your goals. So once again, this is not about judging whether a person has gained weight or not. This is about you having your energy go to a higher level so that you can make your goals happen. So I would say for the people that aren't going to the fitness centers right now, use a fitness app. And so what I've done is I've actually put a link to my favorite fitness app in the show notes for you guys, because here's the thing about the fitness app that I like to use is that they offer what's called a mindset menu. And I love the title of that. And a mindset menu is filled with foods that's actually, let's say, that caters to you having a healthy body, but also a healthy brain. And also it's kind of feel good food that when you eat it, it makes you, well, you feel good. You feel a lot healthier. So I love their mindset menu suggestions that they have. And I've included that app in the show notes. And actually what I've done is I've also included a link so that you guys, if you want to try it free, you can try it absolutely free. And it's actually Beachbody On Demand. They've got Pilates, yoga, high impact aerobics, and the list goes on and on. So there's a whole lot that they have to offer you guys. The other thing is, or number three, is have a designated fitness area. Now, when you have a designated fitness area, this helps you develop that habit of working out a lot faster. So you're a lot more consistent. You are a lot more, as a matter of fact, it reaches a point where even if you don't work out that day or you miss your workout time, you feel like you have kind of let yourself down, or you get that kind of itch to go and get that workout in. Why? Because that habit is now kicking in. And you're sending a message to your brain. This is where we work out. This is what we do. This is a part of our new lifestyle. So have a designated fitness area. And the fourth one is use habit stickers, and not just the habit stickers where you just kind of stick something on that said worked out today, but a habit sticker where you either have to check it off that you've actually done the workout, or you have to draw an X through it, or you have to actually mark on it. You have to write on it, because when you're doing this, another thing, so you're acting or taking a kind of action that allows your brain to kind of absorb the fact that, wait a minute, this is something that we have to do. And you're going to get accustomed to marking on that little habit sticker. In order for me to get back into the swing of things when it comes to working out, one of the things that I did is I actually purchased a set of habit stickers that would that lasted for the entire year last year. And so I still continue to use them. So I've gotten some more. So I still continue to use these habit stickers because now what? It's a habit. And I like the idea of marking something down, and it makes me feel like I've accomplished something. So these are four simple strategies that you can use for staying on your fitness track, you guys. Now, the habit stickers, if you want to know the ones that I use, I put them in the show notes, and I think they cost me like $3 or $4, but they lasted the entire year. So it was well worth the investment. And as I said, I'll also put a link to the fitness app so that you guys can, you know, get the free trial period and you can try it out and see if you like it. And so I'm a person that when I work out, in order for me to stay interested in working out, there are certain types of workouts that I like to do. You know, I love aerobics and the dance type aerobics. So I love, I can't say I really love Pilates, but I like how it makes me feel when I'm finished, but I prefer the movement part of it. I also like to kind of stay on track when it comes to working with weights because I know the importance of building muscle. So it has everything, you guys. They've covered the whole gambit of different fitness workouts that you can do. So as I said, I've put the link there for you. You can try it out. It's absolutely free. And you can decide if this is something that you want to use. There are lots of fitness apps out there. I did do my homework before I actually purchased Beachbody On Demand. And I like the variety that it offered. So consider picking an app and just going with it. If you want to stay on your fitness track and make your workouts easier, what you want to do is turn it into a routine. And when you turn it into a routine, you turn it into a routine by using these four strategies that I've suggested to you. You know, set an alarm with an inspirational phrase that pops up. Use a fitness app. Have a designated fitness area. And of course, use your habit stickers to mark your daily workout. Well, this is a very short show today, you guys. I'll be back with more on designing your life today. So how's your fitness going? Is that a part of your things to do list this year? Of course it is. It's one of your main goals, right? Because your physical self is one of your four power cores. Okay, that's it, you guys. And as I said, I'll be back with more. So do life with power.